If you have Bible, please open Psalm 27. I read it for you. Psalm 27 of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this is only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Before we hear from God's word, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please speak to us. Help us to understand your word and apply in our life and bring glory to your holy name. Amen. When we hear things, we sometimes take the facts. We sometimes like to read about the information, get some knowledge. Sometimes we like to have it as an experiment or experience of it. If I say that this phone for many uses, yes, making calls, sending text or messages or photos or videos, and sometimes we use for direction, for sat-nav. But if I say, this is the phone, it will do these things, that's knowledge. But if I use it and apply when I am driving as a guide, then I can see, yes, it works. The light, the torchlight. When we say, yes, use torchlight, that is fact. But unless we use it in the darkness and see whether that light guides me or helps me, then I can say that, yes, it's helpful. Yes, I have an experience of that torchlight being used for my need. I know we all eat some fruits. I like my clementine. That's my favorite fruit. If I say this clementine is sweet or sour, sometimes my wife says, don't buy fruits from market because they are not very good. But sometimes I like it because they are cheap, quite cheap. But until I peel it and eat it, I don't know whether it's going to sweet or sour or bad. I'm not going to eat it right now. Here in this psalm, David has experienced the Lord in his life. Look at with me verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. And also he's saying, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. He's talking from his personal experience. David not saying light, salvation, stronghold. If he says that these are the facts. Yes, light is a fact. But he has experienced that light in his darkest days. Then he is saying, the Lord is my light. Because I have experienced it, that light in my darkest life. And he is saying, the Lord is my salvation. Why he is saying, the Lord is my salvation? Here, the salvation refers to being rescued. He is talking about in verse 2 and 3 about enemies being behind me. Probably it's not written here when that psalm might have been written. But we can presume here that he had been chased by Saul or Absalom. Enemies and foes, they're trying to attack me, he's saying in verse 2 and 3. And he's saying, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Because he's being rescued, he's been protected in the past, and he recalls that how God had been in my life. Therefore, the Lord is my stronghold. Having from personal experience, we cannot say, yes, it has been useful in my life. If I haven't used this phone for my direction, I cannot say whether it's useful or not. If I don't use this torchlight when I am going through that dark night, I cannot say whether it's helpful or not. Here, David had personal experience with the Lord. That's why he's boldly saying, whom shall I fear? And whom shall I be afraid? He's putting these two questions in a rhetorical way. Whom shall I be afraid? Because the Lord who I serve, I have experienced, he is my Lord and my Savior and my light, my salvation and my stronghold. I won't fear because he is there. He was with me and he is still with me. So whom shall I be afraid of? When we have personal experience in the Lord, that gives great confidence, isn't it? The great confidence. Because having the Lord in my life, yes, we can say that boldly. Whom shall I fear? I know that. So now it's nearly 10 to 11. So just under 48, 10, 11, so 60 hours, isn't it, since we've been 2021. There are lots of things coming to our mind. What going to hold in this 2021? What I am going to have in the coming days, that 362 days in this year, if God willing. When I go tomorrow to work, what email I'm going to see it? We're all talking about the school opening these days in the television. We don't know what my children going to be if they are especially taking exams this year. Oh, my health problem going to be. Oh, my financial situation to be. Brexit, the economy. So these things might come to our mind. So we might have been engulfed by these ideas. So the fear start to grow in our hearts. But here, we can boldly say, if we are having that personal experience in the Lord, whom shall I fear? And again, he's saying that in that same verse, my heart will not fear. My heart will not fear. Because I am certain whom I serve, the Lord, he is my light and my salvation and my stronghold. In other Bible translation, it says, my strength. Where that strength David experienced, you remember David, that he fought with lion and bear. Remember that story? Let me read that. Two verses from Psalm 1 Samuel verses 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 36 and 37. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paws of the lion and the paws of the bear will deliver me from the land of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go, and the Lord be with you. So he had that experience, that strength from the Lord, how the Lord had been with him, was able to defeat that lion and the bear. So now he's saying, he is my strength. And he continues to say in verse 2, look at verse 2, the evil men advance against me to devour my flesh. So he had somewhere, some enemies trying to devour his flesh. Again, you know that story, David and Goliath. What happened? What Goliath said to David, you remember, in that same chapter, verse 44. Come, he said, I will give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. But what happened? It didn't happen, isn't it? Because David was able to defeat Goliath. So, but he remembers that the enemies were there, but God was with him. As we are in 2021, yes, the fears might come. We can boldly say that, whom shall I fear? Because the Lord is with me. Whom shall I be afraid? Having that great confidence in the Lord, I'm going to show three things what our desire to be. The first one, that our desire is seeking his presence. Look at verses 4 to 6. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. So David, he has decided, because of the great confidence in the Lord, one thing I am going to have it in my life. What is that one thing? He's going to ask of the Lord, I may dwell in the house of the Lord. He wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. The presence of the Lord, that's all he's talking about, the house of the Lord. He's not talking about big, magnificent building. The presence here, figuratively said, being tabernacle, tent, temple. But what his desire is to seek his presence, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. So as we are in 2021, what is our desire? There are lots of things coming to my mind, or probably your mind. Oh, better job. My children's studies, their better exam results. The good earning, good family relationship, good health care, especially at this COVID situation. But having all these coming to our mind, it's quite difficult to focus on the Lord. But we are encouraged by hearing these words. One thing I ask of the Lord. One thing. Because he knew that having God's presence in our life, it is sufficient. It will take us through. It's like a car engine takes the car to the forward. So the being in the presence of the Lord, he is very certain he is there. Why? Look at verse 5. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe. Yes, we don't know what's going to hold in the coming days, the troubles. But he will, very certain, the Lord will be with us. And he will hide me. If you say yourself in your heart, personally, he will hide me in the shelter of the tabernacle. So God's presence, we all need it. Not only God's presence, he is also saying to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. So if we are a true believer in the Lord, then let me ask you that. When did we last gaze upon the beauty of the Lord? When did we think about his great love and compassion and kindness, his faithfulness, his love? But in the presence of the Lord, what he is trying to do, gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. To remind himself what God has done and what God is going to do. And also he is saying in verse 6, I will sing and make music to the Lord. Because in the presence we can all rejoice and give thanks and praise to our Lord. So having his mind fixed for the presence of the Lord, the second thing he desires is to pray. Look at verses 7 to 12. He's saying a prayer. What he's saying in verse 7, hear my voice when I call, O Lord. count me how many verbs he is using in that prayer. Hear my voice. Be merciful to me and answer me. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. Do not reject me or forsake me. Teach me your way. Lead me in a straight path. Do not hand me over to the desire of my foes. These actions we all need. We all need them. So hear my voice. Before he was full of joy and having great confidence in the Lord, now David's tone has changed. He is humbly coming to prayer. Hear my voice, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. Because he knew that in the days he needs Lord. You remember that famous verse, Jeremiah 33 and 3. What Lord said to Jeremiah, call to me, I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Call to me. The Lord who formed you and created you, he is saying, call to me. We don't know what's going to happen in the coming days, but we've been encouraged and reminded, call to me, I will answer you. What's the answer going to be? The great and unsearchable things you do not know. Sometimes in our minds, we're trying to get this amount or this going to happen. But in the Lord's eye, we don't know what we're going to get. But because it's great and unsearchable, the Lord is saying to us, the great and unsearchable things. To get this, what we need to do? We need to ask in prayer, come in prayer. Our life, at least this year, will be increased in prayer. And what he recalls David here, you have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. When we face troubles or sufferings, sometimes we ask, where is God in the midst of suffering? Has he forsaken us? Has he left us? But he recalls here, you have been my helper in the past. Lord, don't forsake me, because I know, I am certain you're going to help us through in the future. The same Lord. But what our hearts and minds quickly ask that question, where is Lord? I am alone, I am suffering, I have lost, I am disappointed. And in verse 10, look at verse 10. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Yes, we all have friends and relatives. Some of you have parents, father and mother. Sometimes they may reject you. They might help you, or sometimes they may give up. They can't help you anymore. But here we are certain in prayer, the Lord we serve, he won't forsake us. He's not a man, simple man to say no, but he is Lord. He will not forsake us. And verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord. He's humbly submitting himself. Teach me, Lord. We may have lots of plans, lots of ideas for this year, but we don't know what's going to be successful. He's asking, teach me your way. Teach us. As we are in 2021, what is our prayer going to be? Teach us, Lord. Teach me, Lord. I don't know where to turn. Whether success or failure, I don't know. But you know my destiny the coming days. and lead me in straight path. There are lots of paths you're going to meet in the coming days. We don't know. I don't know. But Lord, lead me in a straight path. The final point we get as we are having great confidence in the Lord, wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Look at verses 13 and 14. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So, in this psalm, David using twice that word confident in verse 3 and verse 13. I'm still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Having the great confidence of the Lord, I'm still confident that the goodness, I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. There are two ways people take the land of living. Some says that in this life, when we live, some say that it's in heaven. Yes, in this life we have sufferings and failures and deaths, but until we go to heaven, the goodness, the Lord going to take us through. Until we get that, our destiny in heaven, what we need to do, we are reminded, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Waiting is not easy, it's very hard, isn't it? Especially when we pray, we want everything instantly. Even if you pray in the morning, we want the answer by afternoon or in the evening. It's very hard. No patience. Everything quickly. But God uses waiting time for our sake to renew us, to refresh us, to give the extra strength. So when we are praying, when we haven't received the answer for our prayers, don't be discouraged. Be strong and take heart. Wait for the Lord. Why David is saying here about waiting? Has he had that experience waiting for the Lord? Yes. Because you all know that David was, he had been anointed for king at age 16. But he didn't become king until he was 30. So during the interim period, he was chased through the wilderness by a jealous King Saul. David had to wait on God for the fulfillment of his promise to reign. So he experienced the waiting on the Lord. So shall we all be encouraged to wait when we pray? Eagerly wait for the answer to our prayer. Not simply just sit down and relax, eagerly waiting. It's like when we order food in the restaurant, when the waiter going to give, oh, I'm waiting for the food. I ordered, when will come? Like that. I prayed for that. God, when are you going to answer me? So wait on the Lord. In the verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. You see that the Lord is written in capital, the Lord. So it refers to Jesus, the Lord, Jesus. Jesus is our light. So just over a week ago, we celebrated Christmas. what we celebrated, the birth of Jesus. He came from heaven to earth. Why he came? To save us, to redeem us, to rescue us. There is no other name given to be saved on this earth. Only Jesus. So he is the light of the world. Have you ever experienced Jesus as light in your life? Have you got that experience being saved by Jesus? And you can't say that, I am saved. Jesus is my salvation. If not, why don't you take this year and decide to follow Christ, the Lord Jesus, as your light, as your salvation? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus. He is our light and he is our salvation and he is our protector. Lord, as we are in this third day of the year, help us to seek your presence. Help us to continue to bring our petitions to you, Lord, and help us to wait until you answer, until we see you in the heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.